Appeared certainly last week that the EU trade deal with Mercosur countries in South America is off the table, at least for now, because it appears that already the EU commissioner in charge, Cecilia Malmström, is trying to revive them. But I think the reported collapse would certainly have come as a great relief, especially to Irish farmers who, let's face it, were on the cusp of being sold out by European negotiators at the behest of sectors such as the German car manufacturing industry. It will come as absolutely no surprise to anybody that's been following this that transparency and food standards were actually among the issues cited as leading to the collapse in negotiations. To be quite honest about it, it was mind-boggling to think that European Commission was prepared to offer Mercosur countries almost 100,000-tonne quota on beef just weeks after several Brazilian factories were actually delisted due to sanitary concerns. So I don't think anybody will be under any illusion that this latest development marks a change of tact on the part of the EU Commissioner, and our recent comments have shown that that's to be the case. They've never had the interests of farmers or rural communities at heart. The lucrativeness of the South American markets for the German car industry always have meant that agricultural access for South American produce was just a mere bargaining chip.
And Matt, just tell me, apart from Brazil, just tell me the other countries that were involved.
So you have Uruguay and Brazil are the largest countries, and that there are other South American countries as well, smaller countries. But I think from a farming point of view, it has been Brazil that has raised the greatest level of concerns. But as we've always said, none of these trade deals can be taken in isolation. What people need to be aware of is that this deal forms part of a very aggressive EU trade agenda. We've heard, and you would have listened to last week, for example, much fanfare on an EU-Japanese trade deal, even though the contents of which have been open to zero public debate, and that's not good enough. And what we're now saying is that the Irish government should carry out a comprehensive analysis of all of the aggressive EU trade agenda deals, so that we can ascertain what they will mean for our economy and specifically vulnerable sectors such as Irish agriculture before we actually enter into agreements, as we've already done with the Canadian trade deal, without any analysis of what it will mean for Irish business or Irish farming.
So Mercosur is off the table, but perhaps not in the long run.
No, this is certainly a case of a battle won in an incomplete war. The collapse, if confirmed, though, I think will simply prove the success of mobilised opposition to dangerous trade deals. And I think farming organisations especially, but also trade unions, small business organisations, indeed citizens across the board, have to learn from the lessons of this and campaign against other trade deals that only serve the interests of massive corporate multinationals, because that's what these trade deals are about. And unfortunately, the Irish government's position has been, well, free trade has been good for Ireland in the past, and therefore we will support free trade under any guise, regardless of its implications for our own economy. And that's not good enough. And in fact, it's very worrying, because it appears to be a signal that the Irish government are simply handing the European Commission blank checks in order to negotiate these deals, and are facilitating a minimising of debate around the implications of these deals.